Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chair. We're grateful for the presentation made yesterday by Mr. Canade. Venezuela associates itself to the statement that was made by the delegation of Azerbaijan speaking on behalf of the NAM. In these historic times, it is absolutely essential to make progress on the elaboration and adoption of an international legally binding instrument on the right to development, which would establish a solid basis for the real principles that of the United Nations Declaration, which over the course of the last 35 years has had a major obstacle standing in its way because of the lack of the willingness of certain countries interested in the continuity of the failed, unjust, and unsupportable international order, which involves domination and inequality. An legally binding international instrument on the right to development, which takes into account the challenges of global reconstruction, such as the current COVID-19 pandemic, will be a basis to strengthen the universal systems of social protection, connecting the economy with social life. It's fundamentally important for the future Convention on the Right to Development to tackle the negative impact of the unilateral coercive measures on the realization of their right to development. These factors will continue to prevent enjoyment of human rights, of the development of peoples of the South, and the lack of transfer of technology and non-fulfillment of ODA for development reveal the importance and necessity of the adoption of a convention on the right to development, which would assist in the effective realization of the right to development in the framework of cooperation, solidarity, and international complementarity in order to guarantee enjoyment of all human rights. I thank you for your attention.